This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
After a year of learning to stand on principle, House GOP members bowed to pressure and passed an extension of the payroll tax cut. But what kind of pressure worked this political magic? Was it from peers in the Senate, from the White House, or from the thousands of Americans who jammed the phone lines on Capitol Hill? It's Friday, December 23rd. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out this morning. Todd Zwillick is going to join us, though, to explain what made House Republicans stand down. Maybe it was the holiday spirit. We've also got our two live movie crew this morning. They're going to sift through the naughty and nice films coming out over the weekend. And a look back at the troubled year for the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan. Many of you still talking about the payroll tax cut extension, though, and how it would have affected you if the extension didn't happen. How would you cope with losing $40 per paycheck? Karen writes at our Facebook page, the first thing to go would be any charitable giving to anyone running for political office. You can give us your comments by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, but let's get right to our headlines this morning. Congressional leaders have agreed to pass that short-term extension on the payroll tax cut and unemployment benefits. House Republicans rejected an almost identical deal Tuesday, but have now agreed to that two-month extension after facing pressure from members of their own party. In a late news conference yesterday, House Speaker John Boehner says he wants to make sure working Americans don't face a tax hike on January 1st.
We will ask the House and Senate to approve this agreement by unanimous consent before Christmas.
President Obama applauded the deal, and he'll stay in Washington to sign it into effect before flying to Hawaii for the holiday weekend. The tax cut impacts 160 million Americans. Syrian TV reports two suicide bombers have attacked security facilities in Damascus. State TV says Al-Qaeda is behind that attack. Yesterday, an advance team from the Arab League arrived in Syria on an observer mission. They're the first group allowed inside the country since the uprising began in March. Several strong earthquakes struck the New Zealand city of Christchurch early this morning. Dozens of people suffered minor injuries, and early reports say holiday shoppers ran onto the streets as city buildings rattled. Just 10 months ago, the city was devastated by a quake that left 181 dead. A local journalist spoke to our partner, the BBC, about what it was like to experience two earthquakes.
Very disconcerting because, of course, you think that you've had the worst, but this is just something that there were tears in our newsroom. When that happened, the nerves are just absolutely buzzing at the moment, and it was a very frightening experience.
Today's quakes all had a magnitude greater than 5. Federal regulators have approved a new nuclear reactor design that could clear the way for the first nuclear plant to be built in the U.S. in more than 3 decades. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the design can withstand damage from a plane crash without significant release of radioactive material. That's been seen as a major step forward for utility companies in Georgia, Florida, and the Carolinas. Hospital officials in California say thousands of nurses who staged a strike yesterday will not be allowed to return to work today. The California Nurses Association picketed to dispute health care costs, staffing levels, and sick leave. Mary Bailey, a nurse at Long Beach Memorial Hospital, says nurses had no other choice but to strike.
The strike is very difficult, but at what point do you have to take a stand for our patients? We are the last defense between a patient's outcome and the bottom line for the hospital.
9 hospitals in San Francisco and Los Angeles brought in replacement nurses. Managers say patient care has not been affected. The State Department is offering a $10 million reward for the capture of an alleged Al-Qaeda financier. Officials believe Yazin al-Suri has moved thousands of dollars and recruits from Iran to Pakistan and Afghanistan. Let's check in on the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 12,169, the S&P at 1254, the NASDAQ at 2264. Well, this week we're talking about holiday music, and we've been asking you to share with us your favorite and least favorite holiday songs. No matter what holiday you celebrate, we've got responses pouring in. Alan from Denver says he loves this one.
This is all
love Vince Guaraldi. That's, of course, from the Charlie Brown Christmas. That's, I'm sure, the favorite of a lot of people's. What is your favorite or least favorite? You can call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Todd Zwillick joins us in a moment to explain the House GOP turning of charm.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.